Bob Sam says the Army wants to see the repatriation process completed in less than a year, and they're going to foot the bill. Sam is confident it can be done, but points out that the Carlisle School is just one of many schools Alaska Natives were sent away to.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the beginning. Carlisle School is just the beginning. It's one of the first boarding home military type schools in America. And all boarding home schools use Carlisle as a model. Chamawa, Haskell, they all have their cemeteries.
Sam has been helping repatriate human remains for 30 years. From a former tuberculosis sanatorium in Sitka to helping a friend recover his Ainu ancestors' remains from a university in Japan, Sam has a talent for what he calls bringing bodies home. And he's well known in Southeast Alaska for his dedication to restoring old cemeteries. Sam is working with Nancy Furlow and Jim LaBelle Sr. LaBelle spent 10 years at the Wrangell Institute in Southeast. He says his time there was traumatic, and he's spent a lifetime working to heal from it. There's little study on the history and impacts of residential schools on Alaska Native children. In a 2005 study by the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage, 61 adults who attended boarding schools from the 1940s through the 1980s were interviewed. Some said they were abused. Others experienced no abuse and enjoyed school. Many were ambivalent about the experience. Some lawmakers see regional boarding schools or even virtual schools as a cheaper solution to education in rural Alaska. Former Governor Sean Parnell was a strong advocate for regional boarding schools and included increased funding for them in education bills he sent to the legislature. As time goes on, LaBelle thinks there will be more pressure to consolidate schools and increase support for residential schools.
Should this happen, there needs to be a process where communities and families participate at all levels of this discussion. If there is eventually going to be a return to boarding schools in some parts of Alaska, at least it'll be done in a way that respects the culture, respects the language, doesn't provide for an institutional setting.
And these schools should not be forced on rural communities, he says.
There's got to be a full participation process. In the days that we went to boarding school, or when I went, we had no choice. It was, if you protested or objected, parents were sent to jail.
Both LaBelle and Sam say there are a lot of issues for Alaska Native people that need to be resolved. Bringing home the remains of Alaska Native students at the Carlisle School in Pennsylvania is part of the process, Sam says.
Once we resolve these issues, American Indians and Alaska Natives will go on to be the people that they were intended to be, and they will begin to have some sort of forgiveness and resolving. But there's another side to it. The non-Native people who have guilt, they will begin to resolve their guilt so that they can go on to become the human beings that they were intended to be. And we get to know each other by doing these kinds of things together.
The resolution will be presented to delegates Friday morning. In Fairbanks, I'm Jennifer Canfield.